I just wanted to do an introduction. I will go as I go ahead. I would explain just a few guidelines, a few class agreements. We are in a classroom, ladies and gentlemen. So we have a few class agreements that we need to kind of work with today. And so I just go ahead and read. There is very little areas for me to stray because this is an LEU, which is a life enhancement unit. I call it life enhancing class, sort of. And these are classes that are literally taught by the headquarters. They're distributed by the headquarters. And of course, it's science of mind. We are science of mind, and we have a philosophy. Thank God our philosophy is all about life. Our philosophy is on a day-to-day living situation. So we are not in a box. We are not closed in. We are not into any dogma or anything. It's just about living. It's about expressing life. And so there may be quotes that would go back and forth to science of mind. But just know that this is a life-enhancing class, and it doesn't really have to stick to metaphysical stuff or, as you want to say, God stuff or whatever. We just want to lift ourselves from one place to another, and this is a good way. A more structured class would do that for us. And I'm glad because I don't have to stray a whole lot either. Okay, so I'm going to just read from the introduction, and I did not take a look at the workbook part of it, but I'll just go ahead and read the introduction here.
Everybody has the same thing.
Okay, wonderful. The introduction says, "Nothing is permanent but change." How many times have you heard the classic remark? Like most platitudes, it restates a basic truth. Change is the essential element in growth, and there can be no healthy life without continuing growth. A plant that is not growing is dying, and this is true of humans too. Change is growth, so change we must. Sometimes we feel the need for growth ourselves, and ourselves initiate that change. Seemingly more often, we have not perceived the need for change, and it appears to be forced upon us with no reason. As always, our attitude is the key. We can fight it with all our might, turning our backs, closing our eyes, digging in our heels. But the change, in compliance with a universal principle of growth, goes on and happens anyway. And we grow too, albeit unwillingly and ungracefully. Or we can open our minds and hearts, accept the change with grace and fortitude, even welcome it perhaps, and embody the new condition with eventual tolerance or delight. Ideally, if we are living with the total commitment to growing, spoken of in our theme quote, we can share in the great blessing created by every change in our lives. And we're going to read the theme quote after. Ernest Holmes writes, and Ernest Holmes is the founder of our Science of Mind philosophy. He says, "Nothing in the manifest universe stays put. Nothing is permanent. Mind is permanent." And mind, another word for mind, could be universal presence, could be God, could be divine, whatever. Could be you. Mind is permanent, real and eternal. It never changes. But the activity of mind forever changes. There is always change in the midst of permanency. That is, the constantly changing conditions of our human lives all take place within the changeless, eternal now of universal mind. So when we understand this principle, we know that no change in our outer lives can really threaten our inner stability, and we are free to make constructive, life-enhancing choices about every change that presents itself. And I'm just going to read the introduction and week one. When we look at nature, we will see an ever-changing world. Before us is a world of changing seasons, growing people, planets spinning in space, which itself is forever expanding and changing. Even in the smallest particle, as scientists have discovered, there is movement, and in all movement there is change. Anything in nature which has stopped changing has stopped growing, or has become stagnant and non-yielding of life. In our ability to choose a positive response to an approaching change, the creativity and aliveness of our existence rest. So as we explore the nature of any change, it is essential that we be open to discovering our relationship to it and our power within. Okay. I'm just going to read the quote, and then I'm going to go into, and then we'll stop the tape and go into our class session. The eternal now is the quote, and that quote is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorite writers, poets. He says, "In nature, every moment is new. The past is always swallowed and forgotten. The coming is only sacred. Nothing is secure but life, transition, the energizing spirit, etc. People wish to be settled. Only as far as they are unsettled is there any hope for them." Can I read that again?
Yes.
"Only as far as they are unsettled is there any hope for change." Thank you so much.